Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has great things to say to his people who love him. When people love God, they're set to do his perfect will. Sometimes they don't even know it, and the Lord will anoint them to do greater works because they have the test passing love. They have the test passing love. It takes love to pass the test. And people pass tests without knowing. When God tests you, you won't know it. He'll call you to do something that you were designed to do. And it'll be a high calling. And he anoints people based on their love walk, their devotion. And that's perfection, because the anointing is holy. And if you handle it, you need to be in love with God. When people lose their first love, things start happening that shouldn't happen. The theme of what Jesus said to the seven churches, and I say it again, I said it before, I say this again. Everything he said to the seven churches can solve every problem you could ever have. Nevertheless, the theme of what he said was the love walk. Protect your love walk. Now, two churches he didn't have to rebuke, but they were in the love of God. One had a little strength, and he encouraged them to grow what they had. So it's time now to focus more on what Jesus said specifically, without the camouflage of religion, without the douching cold water of religion. What did Jesus say? People need to be doing what Jesus said. Not altering it, not changing it, not using Hebrew and Greek definitions to get it to say what they wanted to say and what they think people want to hear. It's time now to go back to what Jesus said in the first place and do what God did in the first place. And once people go on a tangent, they take other people with them. Once people go off on a tangent, they take others with them. But when the Lord is talking, that's what we need to be doing. And the way that the Lord talks will keep you from going on a tangent in the first place. When you stick with the words of Jesus, the solid foundational rock word of Jesus, you won't be snatched to and fro with sorry forms of doctrine. It won't work. The words of the world cannot work. The world system is failure, and the works of the world system is failure. The teaching of the world system is also failure. And denial in the name of the Word of God is failure. But when you follow the Word, the living words of God, you cannot fail. And there are so many people God wants to do great works in their lives, but they won't follow the love of God. They won't stick with what Jesus said. Remember, the words of Jesus is the knowledge of love. The love of God has knowledge. And the knowledge of love is the Word of God. So when people deviate from that wonderful love of God, they become fruitless, purposeless, useless, and sometimes a defiance against God, and they take people with them. But when we stick to the things when I would go in God's presence, and, you know, I used to go to a church that loved to worship. We didn't know everything, but Elder Lewis was a teaching pastor. He taught the word well. He taught more than others used to teach in that time. Not that we were perfect, but one thing that was perfect was the worship. And I would go in the Lord's presence and I began to learn. Sometimes there are elements that you need in a place. And if you build on those elements, you will be perfected. And that's what happened. The Lord, as I followed the Lord, I learned to follow the Lord then. And Elder Lewis was very instrumental because he would receive a message and preach what God said. Even though he didn't know everything, but he would go get a message from the Lord. And I saw that. That's what I began to do. And I knew I didn't know what to do, and I knew Christians would argue. So one Christian got to be right and one wrong, or both of them wrong. And they would build a strong case for whatever it was they were persuaded to believe. And I knew that if I'm going to do God's work the right way, I'm going to have to yield to the Lord to do it. I can't do it any other way. I'm going to have to do it God's way. And so I sought the Lord to know him. And I wanted to do all that he would give me to do. I wanted to be a blessing. I didn't want to be a rogue curse. I don't want to be rogue. I didn't want to be a curse teaching wrong things. I wanted to teach precisely what the Lord had me to teach. Now, with all that said, I began to follow God. Things happen. Markers happened in my life that helped me to follow God more. One of them was the vow I made. I said, Lord, I will trust you. I will do whatever you say. Because he told me something in ministry that really blessed me and put me over. Helped me be a better businessman. And then immediately I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know that all along. How come you just told me? Why didn't you tell me months before? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So the Lord had to wait on me to ask the right question. But when he answered my second question, I saw things. I said, that's when I made the vow. I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. You know what you're doing, and I don't know what I'm doing. And that's why I said, I'm going to trust you, whether I like it or not, whether I hate it, I'm going to do what you say. And because I continually endeavor to obey God, I learn things you cannot learn anywhere else in the world. There are things that I learned from the Lord you cannot learn at no seminary, at no college, no Bible college, even the best ones. You cannot learn these things unless you do what God said do. Now, you can learn good things at seminary. I'm not knocking seminaries, but there are some things you're not going to learn unless you obey God. I found that to be true. I listened to see if anybody else would repeat the same things the Lord had taught me as I obeyed him. See, learning comes in stages. You hear the word, you receive it, you believe it, you act on it, it's faith. It can become a way of life, but that's when you learn it. Now, when you hear the word of God, you measure it however you measure it. You usually measure it based on your experiences. But when you do it, you measure it more. And in life, sometimes the Lord will use the same word, and you'll see it in a greater way, and you'll measure it even more. And you learn more from it, and you can teach from that. And not to mention the things that the Lord will share with you. Doing the word of God opens the door for you, for the Lord to show you greater things. That's true also. Living the word of God opens the door for the Lord to show you much greater things. And when we follow through with what God is saying, we learn things we couldn't learn any other way. That's why I say that. And so it is with everyone. And the word of God is full of truth and rich in truth. But you have to stick with the intended meaning, which I call the spirit of the word. We had a class in the minister's school that we went to at Refuge Temple. It was rightly dividing the word of God. That's the intended, you know. You're putting the word in this in the section of time that it will go in. And it was good. It got me started. But the spirit of the word is the intended meaning, the pure meaning of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's the intent of the Holy Spirit. And people use, they limit God with Greek and Hebrew definitions. Remember something. These are all, our languages are fallen languages. And the Lord will use the closest word to reveal His truth. But the way He will use it, that's what you got to watch. The way God uses our words from fallen languages. And the reason it's a fallen language, all language comes from God. But what would worldly men talk about? What would they produce definitions for? There are words in our language that are spoken in heaven that we wouldn't know it was English, for instance, or German, or Russian. There are words in our dialect that we wouldn't know unless we go to heaven, because they describe heavenly things. An example would be the word virtue. Jesus felt virtue go out of him. You know, the Greek meaning is pure living. But I knew that it meant something. The way God used it, it was more than that. And I asked him, I said, Lord, what is your definition of the word virtue? He said, it's the amount of God's word in your heart. That's the way he used it. But if you look in the dictionary, that's not the definition, but that's the definition that the Holy Spirit gave me, and it fits. Because he felt the essence of God's word leaving him when the woman touched the hem of his garment. And Peter said, add to your faith virtue. He used it in the Holy Ghost way. It's the amount of God's word in your heart. In other words, put God's word in your heart and feed your faith. That's, if you have faith, build it up with the word of God. So the way God uses words also implies greater meaning. But see, people limit God when they don't ask questions. Sometimes it's all right to go and ask the Holy Ghost. He's there to guide you in the all truth. And people are wasting his talents. They're wasting his abilities. And things go sloppy instead of perfect. I've heard preachers say, you can't be perfect. Yes, you can. Jesus said, be perfect, for I'm perfect. If you follow God, guess what you're going to be? Perfect. You're going to do perfect things. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who follows me. With the knowledge that Paul and Peter had, they did perfect works. They did things beyond themselves, because they followed the narrative of the Holy Spirit. And that's our heritage, but people teach you. They want you to have the Holy Spirit, but he's just there to do what they want. You know, he's there to do what people expect in their mind. But God is so much more, he can guide you into so much more. And people try to stick to what their predecessors did too much. And they're not latching on to the greater things of God. The anointings that it will take to break the yokes of this age, they're not receiving. And I know this. And God can't pour it on them because they won't listen. He don't have their attention anymore. When they seek God, they're seeking him to do what they already did and what they're used to. They're not welcoming God to do what he wants. They're welcoming God to do what they're used to. And that's the limit of their prayers. They want God to move like he once did. It's not going to happen until they get on board with him and follow him and stop trying to make God follow them. I know that sounds mean, but this is the way it is. The way it is the way it is. If you follow God, you're going to learn the way it is. And you're going to, then you'll know. You'll have a, he can show you how it really is. So I want people to know what God can do. With that, in that, within their lives, they can do these things. You can do, anybody who loves God can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Paul said, I can. That doesn't mean that you can't. And he said it so that you can catch on, so that you'll say that I can do all things. If you have a mind to obey God, yes, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If your heart is set to obey God, when I say that I will do all that's in God's heart, I'm setting my heart gauge to do him, to do his word, to do what he said, so that I can quickly latch on it. Sometimes speed is important. Your obedience time, the time it takes for you to obey is very important. Timing is very important to the move of God. Some things you're just going to have to latch on to. Like Rachel did. Rebecca did. Rebecca had a once-in-a-lifetime moment opportunity, and she obeyed God. Will you go with the man? I will go. It got down to her choice. I will go. And she went. She had a once-in-a-lifetime moment to become the mother of nations. Two nations were in her womb. And she had a lifetime moment to do something right. And I don't want to ever miss that kind of moment with the Lord. So I say I will do all that's in his heart so that I don't miss out. There's no need. I don't want to miss out. I want to go forward. I want to do all that's in his heart because I can. And because I should. And because people will live if I obey God. When we disobey him, then things can't happen. Whatever we do, we take people with us. Little eyes are watching us, learning. Our children, the next generation. So the way we see God is very important. It's very important to what God will do in our lives. We need to know him, and we need to go forward, not backwards. We need to be doing all this in his heart, whatever he reveals. We need to be writing God a blank check. We need to be writing the Lord a blank check and let sign our name and let him fill it in however he wants to fill it in. And then we'll know the greater things of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.